It seems that the U.S. and Russia are going nose to nose with each other on many fronts, diplomatic, political, military, and the man who is often portrayed at the center of it all, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Filmmaker Michael Kirk sees a pattern in Putin's behavior, which he lays out in a new two-part documentary, Putin's Revenge, which begins tonight on PBS Frontline. Let's have a quick listen to one scene early in the doc. It's the year 2000. President Boris Yeltsin is stepping down as president of Russia and has handed power to then-Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. President Bill Clinton goes to Moscow to meet the new leader. They don't hit it off. And later, Clinton tells the retired Boris Yeltsin about his meeting with Putin.
Bill Clinton looked hard into Yeltsin's eyes and said, "I'm a little bit concerned about this young man that you have turned over the presidency to. He doesn't have democracy in his heart." And he reached over and poked him in his heart. And I will never forget the expression that came over Yeltsin.
Yeltsin's confidants say by the end of his life, he would come to agree with Clinton.
Before Boris Yeltsin died, he told intimates that it was a great mistake for him to have selected Putin as his successor.
That's the voice of Strobe Talbot, who was Deputy Secretary of State at the time. So, Michael Kirk, what did Bill Clinton and Boris Yeltsin mistrust in Vladimir Putin in those early days?
I think some of it is he knew Putin's background. He knew KGB officer, knew that he was an unbelievable bureaucrat who could out-bureaucrat the other bureaucrats. So they have this man who's worked his way up through the bureaucracy very quickly to be prime minister. And I think Yeltsin thought Stalin was a great bureaucrat. This guy's a great bureaucrat. And I think Clinton especially sensed it immediately. This is an arrogant, tough guy who's not going to follow the rules.
So what is Putin's game? What does he want from the U.S.?
I think in the beginning it was to make Russia great again. And I think he really wanted to believe that the United States and he could be partners in those ways that he needed us to be. But what really happens to him is that he begins to notice from what he sees the very beginning of his relationship with George W. Bush, regime change is at the heart of the American democracy movement all over the world. Democracy becomes the biggest swear word he can hear anybody utter. He builds grievances and resentments toward every president. And ultimately, that manifests itself in Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State.
So you begin the film talking about the 2016 election and Russian meddling. Obviously, it's the big headline and the connection to Russia right now. But we learn that Putin saw it as a response to U.S. support for pro-democracy groups in Russia, culminating in those protests in 2011. Was Putin onto something? Were we meddling in Russia?
Well, I mean, if you talk to, as I did, every U.S. ambassador, the heads of the intelligence agencies, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, and Jim Clapper, the DNI at the time, and Toria Nuland especially, who was our ambassador to Europe and then very much involved in the Ukraine story, Of course we were there. Of course we were doing things through NGOs and others and election monitoring groups that we were helping to fund. We were in there stirring things up. There's no doubt that that's what we do, and that's where we were. And there's no doubt that he was right about some of that. But the parts he wasn't right about, see, Putin, the people we talked to in Russia, said Putin does not believe in spontaneous popular uprisings. He believes they have to be funded. People have to be pushed out into the Maidan and Ukraine and other places all over the color revolutions. And he needed to believe that we were there. He needed America to be the other side for his own domestic politics.
And now this hacking scandal that some believe was so engineered to prevent Hillary Clinton from getting to the White House. Do you believe that in Putin's mind there was a connection between those pro-democracy protests that Hillary Clinton he associates with in Russia?
Absolutely. When he's sitting there looking at 100,000 people just outside the Kremlin in 2011 and in 2012 after the sort of really rigged elections for the parliament in Russia in 2011. Lots of video proof, really for the first time ever. People are using their cell phones to show ballot box stuffing and other things. Clinton makes a statement as part of an election NGO or an election monitoring group that Russians have a right to a fair election. It's not exactly controversial statements, But it was enough that when it played on the web, he thinks she's the one she's fomenting the revolution. And he remembers what her husband said to Boris Yeltsin and says, oh, I see the conspiracy. It's regime change. They've paid these 100,000 people to come out on the streets. They're after me. I'm the next Gaddafi, Mubarak, Saddam. And she is at the heart of it all. And someday she's going to be president of the United States. I think I should do something about this.
How easy was it to find people in Russia who would speak really candidly, really openly about Putin?
We did 30 hours worth of interviews with people who were willing to come forward. I also wanted people who were supporters of Putin. It gave us a flavor, at least. I'm not saying it's absolutely positively locked down, but some of the reporters we talked to over there are absolutely as plugged in as you can be and still be functioning in that society. We ran a lot of what we thought and where we were getting it through their filters and sort of trying to figure it all out. And I think that's what it is. It's a 20 or 30,000 foot view of his life, his motivation. The first hour is really, why did he do it? And the second hour is, how did he do it? And we think it works to help people understand exactly what that story is.
You can see part one of the Frontline documentary, Putin's Revenge, tonight on PBS stations. Director Michael Kirk, thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure, Marco. Thank you.